Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd, fun weather fact here. I know, I usually don't go down your path here, but have you ever scoffed at, we all did this, by the way, your parents telling you to not take a shower during a thunderstorm? Apparently, they were right.
Oh, did somebody
now,
really?
You know what? It's on CBS News. It dropped 18 minutes ago, so check it out, the story, if you want.
I never understood that. What's the lightning supposed to go through the tubes?
And a lot of times showers were in bathrooms with windows, and that's what I always thought.
Oh,
if you were inside, like a bathroom inside the house, way inside the house, or even something that I think you're still fine. I might be wrong though. I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. If somebody died. We were told that all the time. Don't take a shower when there's thunderstorm.
Lightning can travel through plumbing and, of course, water.
What?
Best to avoid all water during a thunderstorm.
So that wasn't the window, yeah. Nick. You're right. I was wrong.
Don't shower, don't bathe, don't wash dishes. Stay away from the water if there's lightning in the area.
I think it was
Did anybody die?
Oh, I don't know. I'm
going to use this to get out of doing some dishes.
Right.
No, just last summer, there was a day where the tornado sirens were going off
right at
our house or in our neighborhood. My wife and daughter go to the basement. I'm in the shower. When the sirens start going off, nobody comes up to say, hey, by the way, you might want to join us in the basement. I finally got out of the shower and then heard it.
Check your life insurance that day. They might have signed a new policy that day. What did you sign earlier that day?
Yeah.
Go take a shower, honey.
I did. I go downstairs and they're all the way in the basement. I was like, hey, nobody thought to maybe come and get me? Like, we thought you probably heard. No. Yeah.
Right, just Google, is it safe to shower during a thunderstorm, and everything will tell you, no. No, it's not.
I always thought it was a wives' tale, too. Like, your parents just, you know, it's one of those things, you can't eat and swim, that we know that's crap.
Although I can find no account of someone getting hit by lightning.
Just getting hit by lightning in the shower, right? Okay. Well, if it's never happened, then think about it. If there hasn't been an account, then it's obviously safe.
Right, if it's that dangerous, you think you would know somebody that something has happened to.
Right, we'd have heard something.
Yeah, if I'm reading this correctly, you know, they're talking about how your chances of getting hit by lightning if you're outside are incredibly low. Your chances of getting hit by lightning through the plumbing, through the water, in the shower are even less likely than that.
That statistics teacher you talked about earlier, he'll probably get hit by lightning in the shower sometime soon.
Yeah, he's got the Powerball money to land on. That's fine.
He's going to be he's going to have to be careful of what examples he uses.
Yeah, you're right. You won $100,000, not the whole thing, but still, that's a lot of money for that matter. Right. Tyler Walsh in the studio a little later on this morning. We got Christopher Titus will be in the studio with us on Friday. Titus is the funny bone this weekend.
All right, we have breaking news from February of 2018. An unfortunate person has been struck by lightning while taking a shower as a huge thunderstorm rolled through Brisbane, Australia.
Dead.
Hit by a bolt.
Known as Big Pussy on the radio.
Has not sustained life-threatening injuries, only experiencing pain in his leg.
We had to do
those stories like, remember Big Pussy, it happened to him, you know.
Yeah. Does it look like lightning when it comes out of the shower?
That, I can't tell you.
Be a lot cooler if it did.
Yeah.
The guy that saw
like
it last.
Like a big strobe light in your bathroom.
The guy that saw it last is dead, though, so he can't report
it. No, he's not dead.
He's not.
Oh, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
All right.
Not life-threatening injury.
Right. But apparently his family didn't care about him either.
Would you rather have diarrhea for 30 years or get struck by lightning and live?
Ooh, struck by lightning and live.
Yeah, but if you're like walking like, you know, half sideways, you know.
You got
30 years of diarrhea.
You're right, Nick. Let's walk sideways. 30 years of diarrhea is never ending.
That's going to affect
especially if it starts now, you're never going to get rid of it, you know?
That's going to affect every aspect of your life, having diarrhea for 30 years.
Yeah. You're trying to get laid, you're like, oh, hang on, my ass is going to explode again.
you don't mind when I have an orgasm and I poop all over the place.
Probably,
hopefully that's your thing.
Version of what
hopefully that's your
medicine
thing.
Are they advertising when a woman has to get up and go to the bathroom all the time? Is that for itty-bitty bowel syndrome?
Itty-bitty bowel syndrome.
Crohn's disease, something
like
that.
Yeah, they call it itty-bitty bowel syndrome.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah. Itty-bitty.
It does sound like that.
And is it the one I just saw, is the Ozempic?
Ozempic is a weight loss drug.
Well,
yeah.
It also does that, and people are like hoarding it for weight loss, but now they're saying it may cause suicidal thoughts.
Whoa. Well, 30 years of diarrhea would call it suicidal thoughts.
Yeah. It's the new Chantix?
I guess.
That was originally for diabetes, wasn't it?
I think you're right.
The Ozempic, and then they found out.
Is that the commercial they're dancing to? The fat chick?
No.
Apologize. This pushes a line usually. Yeah.
I can't remember. No, I don't think that's the
one. What's the name of that? That commercial runs like every second.
It's the company has to be pissed that we remember the commercial but not the name of the drug.
That's a diabetes
kinda
one.
Kind of working.
Right. And she's dancing around.
Yeah. Out in the town square.
Right.
I've seen a commercial recently for a depression med, and one of the side effects is suicidal thoughts. That doesn't seem like
that's
a good combination.
That's what you're taking for it, man. That's hilarious. Depression may cause suicidal thoughts.
Like, how does that make it to the shelf?
Isn't that the reason we made this stuff?
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
It surprises me how many of those drugs you see the commercials for during the nightly news. Like, that is a side effect. Like,
well, you know, if it happens to one person,
they
got
to mention it.
Right.
What if they say, I never understand either, where they're like, hey, if you're like Ozempic, they're like, don't take it if you're allergic to Ozempic.
Yeah. Right.
Like, how do you know if you're allergic to it until you take it?
Well, that should just go for everything in life. They shouldn't have to tell you.
Why am I blanking out in that chick dancing?
Jardians.
No, she didn't say that.
Is that the diarrhea song?
That's not the word, though. When she's dancing?
I think so. My wife's just texting me.
She says that word. She says...
Sounds familiar, though. Yeah. And I know the commercial you're talking about because they play it on the weather TV the time.
Little chubby Mexican-looking chick
Jardians.
All right.
Yep, I'm looking at the commercial right now.
Okay, all right.
And what is Jardiance for?
Diabetes.
She has her mom jeans on, right? That picture.
Diabetes. Yeah, you Google Jardiance commercial.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You Google Jardiance commercial. It shows you the commercial.
Oh, because I know what. The reason I'm thinking that because they say the word A1C a lot.
Right.
My A1C, that's right. Right. She's dancing I am right now. You know.
So you get a YouTube link.
Nice.
You get a YouTube link to the Jardiance commercial, and then Google will give you those people also ask questions. Yeah. And the first one there is...
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
The first question there, people also ask, who's the fat woman in the Jardiance commercial?
She's not completely overweight. She's just a bigger girl.
Well, she has
she
problems
dance.
With her A1C and her type 1 diabetes.
Her name's Bomb Chica.
Okay. She can dance, man. Yep. That's the first question.
That's the first. People
we
also
are horrible.
Ask.
The masses are horrible, and we contribute to that pretty much every day. So
pretty much. Look, when you go to Google,
there are days we don't, Nick. I don't know. We're not here those days.
Sundays.
Yeah. Sundays. When unless you listen to the podcast and it's a Sunday, you might contribute to that.
Look, if you go to Google and you want to find something out, you have to be specific with what you search. And if you're trying to find out that person's name, well, that may be what you would go to.
Isaac checking in on Twitter. I don't want to die, but if I'm faced with 30 years of diarrhea, I don't want to live either. All right. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot about that, Nick. You can't even, just walking around with a little diaper on, but we forgot about sex, you know.
You know, if you do have a diaper on, it's going to be filled with diarrhea at some point.
Yeah, but your pants aren't going to be, you know.
Hopefully not.
And that's a good thing.
Oh, wow. Did you see the email here from Eric? He says, morning, guys. Last summer, my boss had washed his car, was hand-drying it in the garage during a thunderstorm. Lightning hit the garage. Electricity shot through him. Took him a minute to realize what had happened, but he lived. He did go to the doctor to get checked out. No damage.
Was his garage door open?
I don't know.
Did it shoot through that way, or was it through the top of that roof or something
like
that?
I have given you all the information I have.
Might have got the gutters or something.
But you wonder if the car being wet, the towel in his hand, might have conducted the electricity to him more?
Mm-hmm. Also,
so the lesson I'm taking from this is if it's storming, don't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, basically just, hide in the basement anytime it rains.
I'll stay away from water is a good rule of thumb.
Or let push shower while you're downstairs cowering.
Yeah.
Good for them. Your wife stays safe with your daughter. Well, your daughter, she got a whole life ahead of her and some promise. So.
Well, okay. Put the kid in the basement, then come up and give me a heads up.
I was grilling in the rain last night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I posted a picture of it.
That's a country song.
It looked cool because I kind of had, then I realized there was a crack in the driveway. So I'm like, I better take that down. I don't want to deal with nice crack in the driveway, douche.
All Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an idiot. It's,
I'm sorry.
It was up for 3 minutes.
You have to overthink.
Nice crack, douche.
Yep.
You have to overthink those photos.
Yep.
But you're right. Nice crack in the driveway. Get the crack fixed in your driveway.
Yeah.
All right.
Yesterday we were discussing the commercial waffle makers. You know, the ones the hotels have.
The good ones.
Guy sent me a link to a bunch of restaurant supply waffle machines. And the cheapest one here is about $200. And if you really want to.
You got waffle machine money, Todd. Yeah, that's no big deal.
You can spend $4,184.40.
On a waffle machine.
On a Brussels-style swivel waffle machine.
How many does it make, though?
This one looks like it makes 4 at a time.
Oh, okay.
4,000?
It's for the whole
waffles,
baseball
man.
Team. Maybe we get that for the office.
Yeah. You might need Ozempic, by
the
way.
Kitchen.
If you're making those every morning, you might need Ozempic, you know?
Well, it depends what you put on.
Ooh, Ozempic. It's magic.
Right. Have you guys seen any of the pancake machines they have at some of these hotels?
No, I haven't paid attention.
Oh, they have pancake machines too.
Yep, yeah, they're nice.
I've seen the pancake man, where they have that
7-10 food already.
They have the one on a rail where they can just across the top of the
griddle. Oh, the pancake guy.
It puts out 4 at a time right across the griddle.
This thing's different. In a hotel, you just hit a button and it drops the batter down and then it takes it through like a double-sided kind of heated conveyor belt.
Oh, that pancake man thing, that all shoots out like 8 guys with diarrhea. Like that. That's how that would look there.
And little dollops.
Full circle. Full circle.
Stream the show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's on our website.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.